Joining us now, the head man of the Philadelphia 76ers on the Comcast Business Hotline, Brett Brown, joins us. Brett, how you doing today?
I'm doing well, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Good to talk to you. There are some people out there that have said they're anticipating Wednesday's game at Toronto more than they're anticipating an Eagle game. That's when you know you've really made inroads in this city.
Well, we're excited too.
Is this a measuring stick game for you, or is it too early in the season for that?
No, I think it's an early days measuring stick. I think everybody is looking forward to going to Toronto to do what you said, to just sort of judge where we are at, albeit early. I personally do look at this as an early test.
Where are you now in your mind? Now, early on, I know the turnover thing bugged you. They're giving up a lot of points, especially in the first half. I think you've tightened that up a little bit. First of all, where are you? And second of all, how did you tighten that up?
I mean, I still think that it's in almost infant stages still. You know, we're looking at different rotations. We're experimenting with different things on offense and defense. The good news is we have been playing pretty good basketball and winning games. To your question of where we're at, in my head and in my heart and my gut feel more than anything, that we're still a ways away. And at times I feel a long ways away. But the good news is I see it. I feel like what we can be. And I think at the moment we're playing decent basketball.
Where are you taking this team to where you want them to be? What things are you looking forward to doing that they haven't been doing yet?
I mean, my first thought always goes to defense. I think that we can be an excellent defensive team with Joel Embiid on the court. We're the number one ranked defensive team in the NBA. When you look at what happens after that, integrating Ben with Jimmy Butler and looking at some different formations that we can, you know, try to improve when Joel is not on court defensively. That's the first thing. I think that any time we can talk about, you know, defensive rebounds and the connection with turnovers, those two areas have been haunting as it relates to just simply not getting the volume of shots. You know, some of the games we've lost, you look at the score sheet, and, you know, an opponent would have had 15, 18 more shots. And so those types of things first come to my mind.
Let's talk about Butler a little bit. I know it's got to be a comfort level to have a guy like that. He's such a solidifying element. But what has he? You're 8-2. Still in the infancy stages. I think he's still trying to feel his way. Tell me about Jimmy Butler fitting in right now.
The first thing that is most pleasing to me is his spirit. Like, he comes in and he's just highly competitive. You know, he's got a personality. He lets me coach him. You sit down and he gets it. Like, you have candid, real conversations, and he's trying to, you know, walk that line of fitting in and then putting his own thumbprint on the program. And, you know, a lot of times, Mike, I have to remind him to read his resume. You know, he really is trying in some ways too much, you know, to just fit in. And I say that with tremendous respect. And so when I look at sort of the person, the spirit, when I see the competitiveness, when you see, you know, bottom line is talent, it's a hell of a package to be brought into our program and the city. Like, I think he's a perfect fit for the city of Philadelphia.
You had no qualms the other night giving him the ball to create something. He created the three-point shot, which he had replicated. Is that an easy decision for you in that situation? Because you have other options.
I wouldn't say it's an easy decision. It's one of the more blatant decisions to me. You know, you're either going to go to Joe or you're going to go to Jimmy. And then you got to make sure, you know, JJ's close by to, you know, probably reap the benefit of a quick double team on Joel. And then you got to do some things with Ben where he can sort of slash to the basket and, you know, maybe get a cheap offensive rebound. But putting Jimmy in that situation, really two nights in that situation in a row and having him deliver the way that he did is a fantastic introduction to our program.
talking to Brett Brown, the head coach of the Sixers, big game on Wednesday at Toronto. I want to talk about Ben, and I want to talk about your bench and things. Regarding Ben, I love him. I love the way he plays. His game to me is captivating. He's one of the most interesting players in the league. But you know that I do Sports Talk Radio, and constantly people are calling it, why don't they make him shoot? Now, I want you to try to explain that, like, a coach really can't move his arms to shoot a basketball when he's on the floor. So how do you handle the fact that he just seems to be unwilling to take the jump shot and what your concerns are about that, if any?
I mean, my concerns aren't as significant as what you tell me the fans are. I'll lead off by saying that. I do get it. I think, and I said this often, and I'll say it again, that his jump shot is not going to define him. It is going to be required at some stage of his career, and it will most definitely be needed from time to time in the playoffs. How he has impacted the game lately with his defense and what he does in other areas at age 22 is really jaw-dropping. I think all of us maybe forget, you know, how young he is and really what he's been able to do on an NBA court being that young. The point of when will he be able to shoot a jump shot, I think it gets so unnecessary discussion. And I think the other parts of his game, the free throw, you know, my question is, like, how do we get to him to be a 75% free throw shooter? His ability to finish around the basket lately has been fantastic. Just look at his shooting percentage lately, and especially watch how he's locked in defensively. And so I hear the shot, I get it, but there are other areas that are more important to me right now.
No question about it. But I'm sure you guys encourage him to shoot the basketball. Why don't you think he's still unwilling to do it?
I think he feels like he can make an impact in other ways, that he can do other things. And, you know, I don't see hesitation. When I see him in practice situations, there are some times in a game that I do feel he could come to a jump shot and probably fire off some jump shots. And that's always on the table for him as a point guard, especially. And I think, like, if all of us really went into rewind mode and you really sort of studied Jason Kidd and Rajon Rondo and Derrick Rose and Pickham, you know, John Wall, all those point guards, and that's how we're playing him, that really came into the league not really being known as a shooter, you would see similar things. This is not completely foreign. And if you studied Ben at LSU, none of us should be fully surprised. And so we all get hung up on this thing, and I think it grows to greater areas than maybe it needs to.
Brett, let's talk quickly about the Markel Fultz situation. What do you know? What's the latest?
He's just, you know, continuing to see specialists, and when he's not doing that, he is with us. I believe soon, and I don't feel comfortable nominating a day or a date, that the club will make some level of an announcement. And in the meantime, you know, you go into the gym, and last night he was with us, and, you know, tomorrow I will see him. At times you don't. And I think, like, this thing is still moving on, and soon I hope to be able, or Elton will be able, to share with the marketplace the results of some of the assessments.
Do you find this, like, peculiar? It's almost like he's holding the team hostage in a way. And, you know, maybe that's too strong a word, but, the level of care that's gone on to this, I think, maybe distracts from what you're trying to do as a team. Do you feel that way?
I feel for the kid. I think there are times as the coach, you know, to have him in and out, there is a little bit of uncertainty, but, you know, luckily we got TJ that's been able to come in and do a good job when Markel has not been available. In relation to, like, the inner sort of workings of a locker room and a team, the distractions, I think we've managed well in an insular type of way with the coaching staff, with the team. I get the marketplace and I get the fan base. I understand it, where they could find it curious and a distraction. But internally, I think we've managed it quite well, and I think so is he. Like, if everybody were to sort of zoom in and look at him on a bench with his teammates, and, you know, him coming out on the court, he's not looking at his sneakers. Like he's looking at he's looking straight ahead. His shoulders are out. He's interacting with his teammates. And I think internally all of us are doing a decent job of managing this.
There are a lot of people that don't think that he'll ever play again as a Sixer. Now, I know you discounted the story that his agent allegedly wanted some kind of a trade, but is it likely that he will play basketball in the NBA as a Sixer?
I completely think so. You know, and I mean this. I don't even go there. I understand to a point where somebody could write or say something that significant or to the magnitude that you just said. But I don't believe that to be true. I don't coach him or talk to him or talk to our team at all about that. My wish is what I've said is to just help him get back on a court. And you game like where we can use him right now. You know, we're a little bit thin on the bench, and we all can see where he can come back into this team and help us win games.
My last question is the bench now, because it does look a little thin as far as offensive input, maybe a defensive three. Would you like to add another wing to complete this team right now?
You know, Elton and I talk all the time, and there is zero doubt that this the growth of the team, the design of the team, is just continuing to be certainly scrutinized, discussed. Elton's been fantastic with me, just about feeling it. And, you know, when you look at Elton's playing background now with his role as a general manager, my conversations with him are fantastic because it's clean, it's to the point. We all feel, you know, where we want to end up, you know, in May and June, we hope, and what that's going to look like. And there are pieces that we feel like we need. The team is not complete. I'll leave that with Elton. But to date, you know, right now we have a 17-8 record, and you look at where we were last year, we're doing okay. And the introduction of Jimmy certainly helps.
Well, go ahead and get Trevor Ariza and make me happy, would you?
All right. You got good taste.
Brett, listen, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
All good, Mike. Thanks.
All right, there he is. Bye. Brett Brown, the head coach of the Philadelphia 76ers.